Peace be with you. This is Father Michael, along with the rest of the team, thanking God that you have joined us for prayer today. Welcome to the God Minute. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen.
The Lord has risen indeed. Alleluia.
For today's reflection, I would like to focus on one of the seven spiritual works of mercy. This work is to forgive all injuries. I believe forgiveness is one of the most important aspects of our faith, and one we often forget about. When we look around the church, forgiveness can be seen coming from Jesus to us, and hopefully from us to those who have hurt us. I think to truly understand this work and the spiritual mercy, we need to start with the Father. When we look through the Bible, we see a Father who gives the Son the ability to forgive sins. And I believe one of the most telling stories we see is when Jesus is with the woman who is about to be stoned. As people gather around, he tells them for the one who is without sin to throw the first stone at her. In the end, all the people leave, and Jesus is left alone with the woman. And I think this is a particularly awesome anecdote for our life with Christ. We often have people around us who are looking to hurt us, but in the end, all that remains are us and the Son. And what is even more amazing is that in this place of solitude with the Son, no matter where we are at, he forgives us. Having been given this forgiveness from the Father and the Son, they ask only one thing in return, and that's to forgive others. I don't quite remember where I heard it, but someone told me once that forgiveness oftentimes is a lot more for you than it is for the other person. And I think this is really true. I think back to a time when I was younger, and I had to forgive a friend of mine for doing something that hurt me. And before I forgave him, I was angry and upset and frustrated. But something amazing happened after I forgave him. Suddenly, I felt lighter. And all of that pent-up anger and resentment was gone. Because I had given the same forgiveness that Jesus offers me every single day. Forgiving someone who has hurt us can be one of the hardest things to do as Christians. And oftentimes, they may not even deserve it. But neither do we. We fail so often, yet Jesus continuously forgives us and brings us back to himself. Let us accept the forgiveness that the Lord offers us and give it to those who need it in return.
Let us pray that God's will might be done in and through us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, in your great mercy, show us your love and compassion, so that we might better love ourselves and find compassion for our own sinfulness and failings. In doing so, enable us to better be loving and compassionate to our brothers and sisters. And so honor you for all your love and goodness. This we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you now and forever.
Amen.
Thanks everyone for joining us today. Take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.